this apparently broke. TMZ Sports, of course, TMZ Sports is everywhere. I don't know how they do it. I really don't know. That staff is just insane. You better check your email, Connor. They may try and steal you from me tomorrow. TMZ Sports. They are everywhere. Do they? I mean, I don't understand how. Because if you look at anything breaking, like anything controversial breaking in the world of sports or even entertainment, TMZ somehow, some way, is not just reporting on it first. But they have video and they're getting audio clips. It's amazing what they do over there, man. It's insane.
Well, they do pay for something for a lot of that audio and video stuff. That's how they got the Ray Rice stuff that put them on the map.
Right, that is true. They do pay for a lot of it, and you won't find a lot of news organizations out there that are going to pay for content to be, you know, number one. But again, you got to build that thing, though. I mean, you have to build up that rep. And Harvey, the guy who runs it, I know he's an attorney, so he's got some moolah to do that kind of stuff, I guess. So, but anyway, that aside, Malik McDowell is in some more trouble here. And again, I am just now seeing this. There is a video that I'm watching right now of some kind of convenience store that looks to be in shambles, a lot of things on the floor, and Malik McDowell being taken away by, like, if I'm counting correctly here, about three or four cops.
They tried fighting him after getting tased.
I'm seeing here. Yeah, he gets tased. I'm seeing him on his knees right now, and the cop has a taser out pointed at him. I guess he's already been shot with it. You know, he doesn't seem to be stunned or anything like that. It's like he's just walking right through it. The convenience store is in shambles, and this cop is trying to get close to Malik to try and put him in handcuffs, and then Malik, you know, he freaks out again, and he starts to wrestle with the police officer. They get into a tussle. Malik McDowell was really lucky that he didn't, that this didn't end horrifically. I mean, he's attacking a police officer, multiple police officers here, and most of the time, especially with an African-American man, you do something stupid like that, your life could end. I mean, Malik McDowell is lucky right now. Looking at this video, and again, I am just now seeing this. I am seeing this for the first time right here live on the air. This could have ended very, very badly. So reading from the piece here from TMZ Sports, it says that a routine traffic stop turned into a violent war inside of a gas station. So it's a gas station. With a massive NFL player fighting a cop after being hit with a taser, and TMZ Sports has the unbelievable video. A police officer in Lathrop Village, Michigan. So this is in Michigan. This is Lathrop Village. My stepdad owns a condo in Lathrop Village. I probably know where this gas station is. Wow. Pulled over 23-year-old Malik McDowell, 6'6", 300-pound defensive tackle on a snowy February night after he witnessed McDowell's Jeep spinning out on the road after speeding. During the stop, which took place in front of a gas station, the officer ordered McDowell to stay seated in his car, but Malik disobeyed and repeatedly demanded to speak with a supervisor. As the officer continues to verbally engage with McDowell, who was selected by the Seattle Seahawks in the second round of the 2017 NFL draft after playing for Michigan State, he tries to leave his vehicle and walk into the gas station convenience store. The cop grabs McDowell and tells him to put his hands behind his back. But again, McDowell disobeys and begins to fight back against the officer. And again, the video is there. I just watched the video as I'm talking to you all. And Malik knocks over shelves of food in the process. The officer repeatedly warns McDowell to stand down or else he would be tased. Once McDowell's on the ground, the officer instructs him to get on his stomach, but the NFL player refuses. So the cop deploys his taser. That's when McDowell rips out the prongs while he's being tased. That sounds like a superhero or something like that, Connor. He gets tased. He rips out the prongs that tased him, basically walk through the taser, and then he attacks the officer. The two wrestle around the store until backup officers eventually arrive and help take McDowell into custody. At one point during the struggle, McDowell tells the officer, quote, "Don't shoot me. The backup officer who helped subdue McDowell later wrote in a police report that Malik, quote, grabbed for my gun as I was trying to grab his arm, end quote. Cops say McDowell had a strong odor of intoxicants emanating from his persons, but they did not specify if they smelled alcohol or drugs. McDowell was eventually charged with 2 counts of felony assault and resisting, 1 misdemeanor count of operating while intoxicated, and misdemeanor driving on a suspended license. They also obtained a warrant to take a blood sample from McDowell, so he was taken into a nearby hospital for a blood draw. And officers also noted that McDowell was verbally abusive during the process. So the results of the blood draw were not included in the police report. The arresting officer, he claims he suffered minor injuries in the altercation, including scratches on his hand, but he was otherwise fine. And McDowell was actually arraigned back in May, but he's due back in court later this month. And if you remember, McDowell has had multiple legal problems. He's also been accused of concealing a stolen truck back in April, a story that we brought to you all when it was made public. So, again, I'm still digesting this, Connor. But watching that video, again, watching it in real time as I'm on the air, this could have ended badly. Because, I can't dispute what the cop said here. The backup officer saying that Malik grabbed for my gun as I was trying to grab his arm. That's exactly what it looks like in the video. And there is actually even a screen grab in the TMZ Sports piece that shows McDowell's left hand going for the backup officer, the female officer's gun, which is on her right hip. You know, and I just organic reaction here, not having prepped anything, because I'm just now seeing this. How idiotic is Malik McDowell? I mean, how stupid can you be? Because, folks, I'm all about second chances. Sometimes even third on a crazy day. But when it comes to the amount of issues that have gone down and Malik McDowell has been involved with in his life, you would think he would know better. And to wrestle around with cops, the first thing that comes to my mind as an African-American male, to wrestle around with cops the way Malik McDowell did. Again, Malik McDowell dodged a bullet here. Literally dodged a bullet here, because when you read stories like this, when you watch videos like this, it normally ends tragically. I feel bad for this young man. He is immensely talented, you know, in the National Football League, future, you know, a very bright future playing in the league, I thought. But with something like this, I don't see, Connor, how any NFL team has he been cut yet? Because he's getting cut.
He's been cut because of that injury. Okay. He had to do that settlement with Seattle.
Okay,
ATV injury. Yeah, he's been done in the NFL.
The ATV injury, that is why, you know, there was a lot of controversy around that pick for them because of the injury and whether or not Malik McDowell would even play, which was also a stupid incident, right? I mean, come on, dude. You gotta learn.
I think the injury happened after he was drafted, but they were really close to one another.
Goodness gracious, man. Yeah, a part of me feels bad, but a part of me doesn't. Because, you know, you should know better, man. You are an NFL draft pick. You get injured. I get that. But you would think that you would just stay out of trouble, man. You know, now, again, it's easy for me to sit behind this mic. I'm not an athlete. You know, I'm not this big-time prospect who you know, was a pick in the NFL or the NBA or whatever sport, right, and has millions, you know, sitting at my feet, basically. But I would imagine that if I'm in that position, not even imagine, I know if I was in that position, I would tread lightly wherever I go. Some guys, you know, what's that old? We have an old saying. I'm pretty sure many of you have heard it. You know, you can take them out the hood, but you can't take the hood out of them. This is a classic example of that when it comes to Malik McDowell. So, wow. Thank you, Steven. Thank you for that comment, man. I did not see that story until you mentioned that in our comment section. And looking at it, yeah, you're right, Connor. Right now, Malik McDowell, he was waived by the Seahawks in July 2018 after suffering a concussion and those facial injuries in that ATV accident. He is currently a free agent and had a visit with my Dallas Cowboys back in March. So there you have that.